say hello to Justin.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to this podcast. It's called Build and Launch. And the whole idea is that every week we build and launch a new product. We announce it on Friday, and then we try to deliver it by Thursday. And this is Tuesday, which means it's the midweek checkup. My name is Justin Jackson. And if this is your first episode, well, hey, how's it going? Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoy your time with what I'm trying to do here. But please go to buildandlaunch.net and check out the other episodes. Start right from episode one. The first five episodes are about launching a podcast. The next three episodes are about launching an ebook. The next three episodes after that are about launching a web app. Lots of stuff on there for you to check out if you haven't already. What do they say? They watch it like Netflix, where you watch a bunch all at the same time. What's that called? I can't remember. Anyway, to tell you the truth, folks, I'm exhausted. I just got back from Edmonton early this morning, went straight from the airport to my office to work, and now I'm standing in my room. Normally, I record this in a sound booth, but I wasn't even sure if I was going to create an episode today, and I figured, well, the only way to even make it more likely that there will be an episode is to hit record, turn on the microphone, and see what comes out. So that's what I'm doing. So if you remember, on Friday, I announced that this week's project was going to be called weekofhustle.com. And today I'm supposed to tell you how much work I've done on that. And the answer is none. And so I thought it'd be good for me to... This show's all about being real, isn't it? You know, I share little audio clips from my life. I interview people and my family and my friends. And I also just honestly explain when things aren't going according to plan. And I knew it was going to be a difficult one this week because I was at a wedding. So I flew into Edmonton on Thursday. On Friday, I was working, but then I was visiting family and friends and helping set up for the wedding. On Saturday was the wedding all day. I was in the wedding party. Congrats to Daryl and Leah on their wedding. It was a great day. And then Sunday was a day with family. And Monday was working again. And then went out and saw some friends as well. And then I flew back this morning. All of that's to say, I haven't got much done. And I mean, I could have probably, you know, I could have set aside some time to work on this week's project, but I was, you know, sometimes you have to say no to being creative so that you can interact with real human beings. And, you know, I've even thinking about that right now. Like right now I'm recording this podcast and it's a beautiful day here in Vernon, BC. The sun is still out. And, you know, I could go outside right now and jump on the trampoline with my kids. In fact, maybe I should do that. So ultimately, I believe that people, relationships, are more important than the things we make. I think making things is important, but not nearly as important as spending time with the people that we care about. And it's really easy for us to get stuck in our basements and our caves, our creative caves, typing away on these stupid machines. And we know that we're missing out on life. And sometimes we just keep trying to hustle, thinking that, you know, there's some free time around the corner. And balancing all of this stuff out is not easy. And I obviously haven't figured it out either. But in this case, I decided I wouldn't work on the project. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to be able to ship it. I mean, maybe I can hustle this week. I've got Wednesday, Thursday. So I've got 2 days where I could maybe finish this thing off. And I have a rough idea of what this is going to be. I actually still haven't decided what the final form of Week of Hustle is going to be. I know who I want it to help. It's going to be people that are, you know, want to have that same accountability that I've set up for myself here on the show. They want to be able to say, okay, I'm going to start on this date, finish on this date, have some accountability. And I know that'll be really valuable for people. Just haven't figured out what form it's going to take. So I'm struggling a little bit here. I don't exactly know what I'm going to do. And I don't know if I'm going to get this one done. And you know what? I'm going to leave it there. I could keep going. I had some other things I was thinking about talking about, but I think that's enough. Short little episode. Don't really know what's going to happen next. And sometimes that's life, isn't it? You can't fit an unlimited amount of things into a set period of time. You do have to make trade-offs. And sometimes you should make the trade-offs in terms of actually living your life instead of being in front of the computer screen. Folks, if you want to help out the show, leave a review in iTunes. buildandlaunch.net/review will get you straight there. We also have a newsletter, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. And that's where I share the launch stats. I also give kind of detailed updates about what I'm doing, what I've launched, and it's a great way to follow along with the story. If you're new to the show, this is definitely not a normal episode. I definitely don't have as much energy as I'm used to. So go and check out the other episodes. Give it a chance. Don't just listen to this one. I'll be back in the studio on Friday, and we'll hopefully have a whole lot more to say then. If you'd like to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. And you can also email the show, words@bizbox.ca. And, that's it, folks. See you on Friday. Hopefully I'll have had a lot of naps between now and then. Talk to you then. Bye.
Oh, my pig is broke. I don't matter. I'm in the diamond with my hands, my hands. I'm in the diamond with my hands, my hands. I'm on the diamond with my hands, my hands. I'm in the diamond with my hands, my hands. I'm in the diamond with my hands, my hands. I'm in the diamond with my hands.